Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
My father, who's traveled thousands of miles around the world.
And never without a can of peaches.
He ends up taking her in a direction that leaves the actual gate area back into the main terminal.
Oh, no. So they left back into the terminal.
You have to work at that.
That is a one-way street, ladies and gentlemen, and it goes out that way, not in this way. Do you understand what I'm saying? Of course, you can do whatever you want at home if you want to go straight to hell and please Satan.
Here it is, the blue light.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Ah, yes. Leftovers time. Hope you enjoyed your holiday. Now it's back to the grind, a-holes. That's right. No more fun. The orgy of food is over. Now it's back to the grind. Gilbert.
So I sing you to sleep.
Yes, food.
After the stuffing.
That's right, absolutely.
Oscar, you a big Engelbert fan?
I'm just playing records. Kind of what I do on the Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday, can we play a game?
You can play a game if you go through the Mike O'Mara Show website doing your cyber holiday shopping.
I'll be working my way back to you, babe.
Macy's an extra 20% off today.
Yeah.
Cyber Monday.
Yeah, Cyber Monday, very important day for the Mike O'Mara Show. In case we didn't let you know, we'll let you know right at the beginning. That's right, that's an advertisement right at the beginning of the show.
You know what I heard on WTTG today? They said, don't sleep on Walmart, because even though, you know, you think you know Walmart from the store, they have millions of items online that they don't feature in the store, and with their shipping, competitive prices.
Absolutely. That's for sure. Walmart, Target, Macy's, the three biggies associated with Mike O'Mara Show. Cyber Monday wants you to do all your cyber shopping through our website. That's Mike O'Mara Show. .com if you want to get a great deal. Today's the day to do it. Hope you have a fantastic holiday day.
Oh, that was right on.
Dead on, baby.
Right on.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are the rubber band man.
I play like the same four songs. I really do. I do it. Can't help myself, you know? Can't help myself on the Monday after Thanksgiving holiday weekend. I'm going to get a log jam in the airport. Hope you had a nice, smooth ride home. Now shop through MikeO'MaraShow.com all day long.
I love it. Mike only plays about six records.
On the spot, though.
He's just like 94.7 The Drive. He only plays six
you
records.
You're obsessed with that station.
I just checked
you
in on it.
You have to let it go.
It's a bad station.
What, The Drive?
Bad
station. Didn't they offer you a job at The Drive, like for the midnight shift or something?
They asked me to send a tape in. I said, no, thank you. Already had the pleasure of working for your company.
That's right. Man, we all kind of feel the same way, don't we?
Yeah,
we sure do. LBD with you. Good afternoon. On the Drive, everybody. 94.7. Former home of Tommy McFly. Oh, yeah, no, I'm sorry. Don't you agree? You're playing the best hits of the 70s, 80s, 2000s, and everything we decided to test the audience with. Yeah, it still sucks.
Ow,
all right.
I have not had the pleasure yet.
It still sucks.
I can only assume. And when I see LBD.
Well, I mean, he was their first. He was their
nine lives.
Their heritage hire.
25,000 lives. 25,000 lives.
Yeah, LBD. Good guy, though. Very nice human
being. Very nice.
Very nice man. Only one issue that yours truly has with LBD, and it was years ago, so it probably is not even relevant today, because he's probably not even had this look for the last 22 years, but Albie D was one of those first guys who's just a little big in the middle. Well, we're all big in the middle, and we all have maintained that bigness in the middle. But Albie used to wear those tank tops that had the really low sides. You know what I mean? That, like, went right down to the belt line. You know what I'm talking about? They're not regular tank tops. They were tank tops that kind of showed the whole side. Now, that's fine if you're a fitness buff, or you're a personal trainer, or you're somebody with maybe 8% body fat. Al B didn't fall into any of those categories. But I'll tell you something. It was interesting when he came by the station one time to be on the Don and Mike show. We're looking at Al B, and he's got these giant holes on the side. We can see his hairy gut. Man, I'll tell you, that's something I'm never gonna unring that bell, if you know what I mean. But Al B, if you're out there, I sure hope you go to MikeOMaraShow.com. Get yourself some fantastic bargains at Macy's.com. Target.com, and our good friends at Walmart.com. Yes, sir. TVs, housewares, electronics, clothing. Oh, my God. Anything you need, we'll be there for you, okay, Albie? You can get yourself a brand new cotton button-down shirt. Cover up that tank top. Let me see your navel. Didn't want to see that again, that's for sure. Congratulations on the new gig at 94.7 The Drive in Washington, D.C. It's a great radio station. And it'll be even greater if you tell everybody, including the boss, about it. Should be fantastic. Temptations. What about your papa? You were all over the country. Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Yes, sir.
Just like a stone rolling around all the time.
I walked it. Oh, man.
I walked
all
it.
You
say,
well, those short say, those short intros are tough.
If I just had the time, I wouldn't
right
have done that.
There.
Okay. I'm
just
better on
right
the,
there.
I'm better on the short intros. Yeah, everybody, how you doing? Betty Lou, oh, that slut. No! I heard she's going out tonight. I mean, somebody's going to get lucky. Maybe multiples will get lucky. That's right. You know what she says to the guy after having sex? Hey, do you guys all play for the same team? Whoa! A+.
Big win.
Put that on your tape, Michael.
Yeah.
Mumford & Sons.
Betty Lou, naughty, naughty girl. Did I mention MikeOMaraShow.com, open for business on Cyber Monday, with Target.com, Macy's.com, and Walmart.com? Take a gander at the fantastic deals we got for you, everybody. That was good.
Oh, that was perfect.
Yeah, that one.
Perfect.
I like the Betty Lou joke best. That's the one that goes on your tape.
It's a blonde joke.
That one's the real mass appeal one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a blonde joke.
It's fine.
I'll do the standard. I won't mention Betty Lou. And what I'll do is I'll just do the standard blonde version of the joke. Okay? What does a blonde say after sex?
What?
You got to counter with it. You say, what does a blonde?
What does a blonde say after sex?
What does a blonde say after sex? That's easy, Rob. Hey, you guys all play for the same team.
Have you heard the news? It's all over town.
The only place I've ever heard that joke is here.
It lives
one
here.
Of my favorite
yes.
blonde
that joke lives here.
Yes, it lives here. But I'm sure it was a smash in like the 60s.
Hey, how about
70s.
A joke for our video watchers, huh?
Sure.
Let's do that, okay. Why do blondes have bruises on both of their cheeks?
Why do blondes have bruises on both of their cheeks?
How come I can't hear you? Can you turn your send up to me,
you bet.
Please, so
mm-hmm.
I can hear that a little bit? Okay.
You can't hear us?
My music is super. My music
your
is super.
Your music
my,
is blaring, but it sounds great.
Is my music too loud?
It's a little too loud.
Why is it too loud?
I have to. Hey, man, I'm on this side of the board.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, why do blondes have bruises on their cheeks, guys?
Why is that, Mike?
No, you got to say, I usually, I don't know, Mike.
Okay.
Why do blondes
okay.
have
can
bruises?
Can I have
on
this
their
one?
I'll let him have
can
this
I have this one?
One?
Okay. All right, here we go, ladies. Let's take it again, everybody. This is take three. Hey, Rob, why do blondes have bruises on their cheeks?
I don't know, Mike. Why do blondes have bruises
no,
on both sides of their cheeks?
No, you don't say, I don't know, because I don't know is part of the punchline.
Yeah. Hey, you messed it
all
up.
Right, let's start again. Why do blondes have? Okay. So
okay.
Now we cleared it up, okay?
I think
in
so.
Broadcasting
yes.
101. Hey, Rob, why do blondes have bruises on their cheeks?
Why do blondes have bruises on their cheeks?
I don't know.
I don't know.
That was funny.
I don't know what I'm doing. I really don't know what I'm doing. What I do know, though, is what a great time we had in Las Vegas, Nevada. I want to thank everybody who came out there and supported the Mike O'Mara Show. And listen, for all you little naysayers that decided you didn't want to come out and you go, boy, I wish I went to Las Vegas. Well, God almighty, you had a six-month window of opportunity. Oh, that's wrong. Yeah, 2 days, because we sold out in 2 days. I'm real sorry. Couldn't add a second show. But we had a great time out there. Viva Las Vegas!
All right. What? But when do your leftovers for Thanksgiving, when do they actually disappear from your house? Are they gone?
The leftovers, let's say. Let me say leftovers.
Drums, please.
Leftovers! Good record. Oh, we got some great leftovers. Including yours truly, you made the fantastic cranberry apple orange dressing stuff that you put by the turkey. Cranberry sauce is what it's called if you take it out of a can. We don't take it out of a can. I cook down the cranberries until they pop, making a fantastic jelly. Hope you enjoy that, ladies and gentlemen.
Summertime. Here it is, a goose.
Yes.
I don't know what's going on.
I thought you were going to say we take it in the can.
No, no.
Take it in the can.
No.
Come on now.
Hey, excuse me. Are you making some sort of dirty sex joke?
Another blonde joke.
Well, I tell you, we don't do that here in the O'Mara household. That's never happened, all right? That's unnatural, all right? That is a one-way street, ladies and gentlemen, and it goes out that way, not in this way. Do you understand what I'm saying? Of course, you can do whatever you want at home if you want to go straight to hell and please Satan.
Here it is, a blue slightly trans.
And please Satan.
Satan.
Please Satan.
Would you like to please Satan?
What?
Would you like to please Satan?
Hey, you know what? I got a to-do list today. I got to go to the bank. Got to please Satan.
Please
Satan. Hey, yeah, but if you do that, hey, listen. If you do that kind of stuff in the bedroom, you are going to have a to-duty list. Okay? You know what I'm talking about? Probably aren't going to be functional for over a year if you do that, okay? Because it's an unnatural act. Please, Jesus.
Do you prefer to praise Jesus or to please Satan?
You have to run the timer because I didn't start my timer because I was so excited about playing all these fantastic
these hits, the hits.
Hey, speaking of Satan, he thinks this is a very funny show, don't you, Satan? Huh? Thank you. That's right. Yes, yes, sir. Have a fantastic time. Power 105 WABA. Hope you're having a good time, too. Hey, have I mentioned MikeOMaraShow.com's got some fast.
Oh,
that's not the long version. That's not the long. All right, I'm done. I'm done. I messed up.
Mike.
I loved the laugh into the record, though.
For a Monday after a holiday weekend, that was fantastic.
Dead
Thank
on,
you
baby.
Very much. Thank you very much. And really, I was making a joke about that that poopy thing I was saying before, because you know what? In all seriousness, whatever you do behind the privacy of your own bedroom door is 100% up to you. Just like Charlie Rich, you like to do it that way all the time.
That's what he was known for, right?
We at all the have Opry? Choices.
Charlie Rich was at the Opry, Mike.
Some choose to please Satan.
Everyone would talk about it.
Oh, my God. Well, we got to wrap up with the good one, huh? Because I got to give us one more plug for Mike O'Mara's Show Cyber Monday sale. You go to MikeO'MaraShow.com right now, and you're going to have the Feast of Values at Target.com, Walmart.com, and Macy's.com. That's right. Macy's featuring an extra 20% off today on Cyber Monday. They got everything there. You get yourself something really nice to wear for the Christmas holidays. Hey, this is Mike O'Mara, and that website has my name on it. I can guarantee you the values are A number one.
A number one.
A number one.
You know what they say about 20% off? It pleases Satan.
Well, let me tell you something. After you get a value like that, man.
Yeah!
You're going to party your ass off because you're going to say, hey, honey, look what I got while you were at work. And that can go with men and women, right?
Sure.
Kick it. Thank you very much. That's right. Hey, look what I got. I got you a brand new 55-inch television, hon. That's right. And it's under your tree. It's going to be a good time. What are you giving me that look for? I can't help the fact that you lost your job the day after Thanksgiving.
You wake up late for school, man. You don't want to go.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about gifts when we have the body of the show. I have such a great story for you.
Gifts or gifts?
Gifts, gifts.
Oh, not a moving file for a computer?
No, not gifts.
Not a GIF.
Not gifts.
Oh, speaking of moving, Mike, we need to fix your backdrop.
Yes.
Oh, the backdrop.
You were rocking. You were jocking.
Yeah.
And the backdrop.
What happened to my backdrop?
Better, really, man. Better.
Much better. Right. Much better.
I think I'm out of songs right now. Not really, though.
Oh, I got great a few. Record.
That's right. Got a lot of them, everybody. Yes, sir. I want to say, speaking of gifts, I know my daughter was really grateful when I went to Macy's.com and got her some brand new Birkenstock. I said, congratulations. You can go back to school and your feet will look like Rob Spiewak for another year. You incredible fashion plate. Will you remember?
Did that make her cry?
Unfortunately, he's tainted the Birkenstocks for everyone in our listening audience.
Yeah, she loves them. She loves them more than he does. Maybe not more than he does.
Wears them in the wintertime when it's cold outside?
She wears them in the wintertime. She wears them in the wintertime with socks.
Julia asked for a new pair for Christmas, too.
Yeah. My beautiful daughter with those hars on the end of her
feet. Do you mean the shoes that were worn by our Lord Jesus Christ? The sandal?
Yeah, that's what they look like. They look like they've been around since then. You know what I mean? That's it. That's crazy. It's crazy talk. So how was your Thanksgiving holiday?
Fantastic. Almost didn't make it back because of all the travel nightmares.
You flew into National, right?
I flew into National.
Legendary delays there
yesterday.
Flight
seemed like it was 3 hours late. Might have been four. Don't know. Stop counting. I was so concerned with missing this program. Looked into an Amtrak train that was leaving at 9:30 p.m.
What time did your plane finally get off the ground?
I think we finally took off around 9 and landed around 10:30.
From Logan to National?
Yes, we were supposed to leave at 6.
Oof. Was there weather or was it just volume?
I think it was the volume that got us.
Mm-hmm. God, that's terrible.
Nonetheless, the thought of riding on a train for 8 hours to get here by 7 a.m., that was dodged as soon as they said the plane has arrived.
Well, that's good.
Oh, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. My daughter, I flew her from Southwest Florida Regional Airport to Baltimore Thurgood Marshall, Baltimore, Washington International
Beautiful
Airport.
Beautiful airport.
That's right. And you know what? Well, I can do it best in song, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, sir. Let me just say I would like to thank the good people at Spirit Airlines. Spirit Airlines, where the ticket price is just the beginning. That's right. At Spirit, you pay the same price by the time you get your bags on the plane, and Daddy paid for those, too. Thank you, Spirit. I love you.
A lot of
$64 for one carry-on and selecting a seat.
Yeah.
That's it. $19 for the seat and $49 for the carry-on.
And the extra bucks
me, Spirit.
For the Birkenstocks.
It's true. Yeah. Per. No.
Per. That's 10 total.
That is 10 total.
Both ways.
What is our running time on the show right now?
We just hit 16 minutes.
16 minutes. Hit the show start. What the hell are you doing?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Life is like that. Sometimes at the height of our revelries, when our joy is at its zenith, when all is most right with the world, the most unthinkable disasters descend upon us.
Pup kisses. Here they come. Dog's coming in eating the turkey. Darren McGavin's going to be pissed. Listen. Shitty! Hungry! He does it higher than I do. Listen to him. Here he goes. Going out to eat.
The heavenly aroma still hung heavy in the house, but it was gone.
Nobody drops a turkey wing.
No turkey. No turkey sandwiches. No turkey salad. No turkey gravy. Turkey hash. Turkey a la king. Or gallons of turkey soup. Gone. All gone.
All right. Everybody upstairs. Get dressed.
We
are going out to eat.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Charlie Burney Bullpen in the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends. It is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you are a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS from Portland, Maine to Spokane, Washington, from Washington, D.C. to Sacramento, California, from Botswana to Tokyo. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Alex Papp. Alex Papp is the ding-dong daddy of NorCal Realtors. Yes. We love the guy. And if you're a Northern Californian, Alex Papp loves you too. And he wants you to buy a home. Analysts predict that interest rates will rise by the end of the year. So right now is the best time to buy. Let Alexander Papp show you how. Unlike your Christmas tree, don't be a sap. Call on Papp.
Yeah.
Alexander makes it easy, from finding your perfect home to writing an aggressive offer, working through the home inspections, and even finding you the best lender for your loan and pre-approval. Alexander Papp is rated 5 out of 5 on Zillow, Trulia, Realtor.com. Stop looking at homes online. Give Alex a call. He has his personal cell phone with him right now. You can talk to him about your home purchase. 916-276-2129. That's 916-276-2129. You can rap with Papp. It's a snap.
Yes.
Alexander Papp is licensed in the entire state, but focuses exclusively on Northern California, from Santa Rosa to Berkeley to Salinas, and Alex Papa loves Napa, where one of my daughter's best friends lives.
Oh.
One of her roommates lives in Napa.
Wow.
Wow.
Why now?
Absolutely, yes. Stop renting, call Alex.
I don't know.
The North
delicious, though. Delicious. Great place to get
the
wine.
The classiest wine.
The best.
916-276-2129. BRE 019-86031. Prado Real Estate. It's a snap with Papp. That's what I asked my daughter when she said, "I've got a friend that lives in in Napa." I said, "Oh, is she a whiner?"
Busy weekend, Mike.
Yes.
Busy weekend.
You're not kidding.
What do you want to start with?
I don't know. I really want to focus on I had my usual stuff, but I do want to just get my easy, quick stuff out of the way, just to say thank you to my daughter, who made the turkey and crushed it. Just did the most amazing job. I will move hell or high water to get her to come next year to do the exact same thing. This turkey was phenomenal.
What did she do that was different?
I don't, because I wasn't engaged in it, and I wasn't into
it.
Were you on the lanai?
Where was I? I don't know. I was just farting around. I was like,
Wednesday I played golf.
But
with
my
friends.
I know that Thursday started early because I spoke to you about 9:30 on Thursday morning.
Yeah, we had a late. I got up probably about 8 o'clock, 8:30. We went immediately. I was offered a mimosa, which I accepted. But the mimosas, man. Mimosas, I think they ought to put them in the whatever that periodic table of drugs for physicians is.
The physician's
Ambien
desk reference?
And mimosa.
PDR.
And they ought to be side by side.
I can't believe you can. Well, I can believe this, but the idea of starting to drink before the actual dinner or feast,
yes,
that is shocking
it
to me.
It requires a lot of skill.
Because you could easily just spin out into not eating and just passing out.
Well, I had one. I had one, and then I did not have another, and it's still, I went into dreamland. Like 10 o'clock, I'm just going,
yeah,
like that. I was just, I'm watching the parade with my kid. And by the way, the parade will put you to sleep. It's the worst television in the world.
It's the best worst television. You know what? Now that the telethon is gone, it's the best worst live television there is.
Well, it's the best for kids, though, because kids don't know how terrible it is.
You're right.
Al Roker exposes his... just innate
genitals?
Phoniness.
Oh.
His pure phoniness.
It's the worst for him.
His pure fake happiness, which is just, but I don't blame the guy.
I take the gig.
You pay me all the money in the world. I'm not going to be happy about being up at 4 o'clock in the morning
to watch
people on floats.
He liked his mobility scooter this year, though.
It's the tension. Think about it. He's going to be in every household in America.
Yeah, and Lauer isn't there to get in his way.
But let me just say this. When you watch these borderline. It used to be you had major celebrities.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And now 8 out of 10 people on those floats, I couldn't pick them out of a lineup. And I don't know who they are. They had the bare naked ladies. Yeah. That's how deep they had to mine.
And you know what was so sad?
Yes.
When they introduced them, they said, celebrating their 30th year.
Yeah.
And I felt, oh, my God, I am so old.
It's been three long years. Write that song, that one hit they had.
Exactly.
I saw the bare naked ladies for free at a canned food drive at Jiffy Lube Live at one point.
I love the song. In fact, I liked. I think I had a bare naked ladies album that was really, really good.
Yeah, there's another song by them.
That's the kind of talent
you
get on the float.
Did your son cry when he saw Diana Ross?
No, but I, you know what? And I didn't stick with it long enough to see Diana Ross. She's coming down here, by the way. She's coming down to Southwest Florida. Yeah.
Are you going
to
make a
new?
No. All right.
I'm not going to go see.
Just asking.
But it was just, I passed out. I had one mimosa and I crashed.
Who was all at your Thanksgiving?
We had.
Name names.
We had my daughter,
mm-hmm.
my mother-in-law,
mm-hmm.
My wife's niece,
nice.
Mm-hmm. My son, and me, and we had
Carla.
A turkey. Carla was there, my wife. thank you for pointing that out. Was yours at Thanksgiving, too?
Actually, no.
Wait, no.
No.
No, she was working. She couldn't make it.
Oh, okay. All right. We're not. That's it. He's been very helpful. I'm not giving him any hard time about that. Because I'm going to get to the praise of him in a minute. Our boy's getting 12 reviews.
Yes.
Sorry, but that's it. But that was just
whose idea
moment.
Was it to put my name on the package?
I believe it was yours.
I don't know. I would never want my name on a package.
I think it looks great. I've seen it all over Facebook.
It's spelled wrong.
It's spelled wrong. That's fine. You should be happy about that. But it's spelled wrong. Getting back to this. So we have
showbiz.
Showbiz. That's not even the wrong last name.
We had turkey. We had mashed potatoes. We had cranberry sauce that I made from scratch.
It sounds like it was more of a compote. It had apples in it, you said?
It had apple. I put apples in it, which I always do.
Mm.
And cinnamon. Cinnamon sticks.
Cinnamon.
By the way, you're going to have to keep track of time today
because
I messed it up.
We're fine.
So we had that. And then we had a corn souffle that my wife
Yum.
Made. And then we had something I didn't touch, and my son didn't touch, and I high-fived him for it, and that was green bean casserole.
Ooh.
Now, what kind of green bean casserole?
The kind everybody has, the gross kind.
With the like cream of mushroom soup and the onions on top?
Everything comes out of a can. Everything.
Greenest of beans.
Yes.
Comes out, yes, the canned beans.
The creamiest of mushroom soup.
Mm-hmm. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
You might as well just, you're asking for projectile diarrhea when you have
Is
that,
there any salt in that dish? Is there any salt in it?
No sodium at all,
no,
Rob.
It's low sodium. I thought content. So. A lot of canned food is just salt free.
There's no sodium content whatsoever in that. None. There's none. So that was it. And we had everybody, and it was very pleasant. Everybody had a very, very good time. And it was great. Everybody everybody enjoyed themselves.
By my
and
count, then, it was 7 people. That's a good amount of people.
As far as the TV viewing, I will tell you, not only did my daughter bring a phenomenal turkey to our, she just did the cooking and it was incredible, but she hipped us to Manhunt, the Unabomber, which is, we binged 3 nights in a row.
Ooh.
We watched this show. It was amazing. The story of the Unabomber, which we all remember.
Sure.
Ted Kaczynski. Nobody knows the backstory. Absolutely amazing. Amazing.
He had an ironic beard before they became ironic.
That's right. He did.
It was amazing. It was great. So it was a good holiday and didn't go out until yesterday when I couldn't watch football. And
you watched the Redskins lose?
No, I went out to watch the Giants film.
How do you feel about
the Giants? On Thursday's games.
Oh, Thursday's game. Yes. Yeah.
Were you going to ask me how I feel about the Giants?
Yeah, I saw something on Facebook that might have tipped your hand a bit.
The world.
Yeah.
You got a solid running back? You got a solid running back?
I know that everybody that hates their football team thinks they suck. I just articulated it yesterday. You know, let me see.
Articulated it like E.E. Cummings you were. You had a theme and you worked it. It had such a rhythm to it. I read it aloud to myself.
They wanted to win. They
are
supposed to win.
They are the football equivalent of green bean casserole.
And not drunk. Not drunk for, because everybody likes to think I'm drunk when I do that. No, I am sober. I don't think I could have been that creative without being sober. And I was not drunk when I penned that, even though I did come from a bar.
Yes,
but it was not a social environment. I went over there because that was the only place I could find the game. And let me see. All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, do we have any poetic musics that I can
find you some? Give me one moment,
for my
please.
New York
come
Giants
along,
post.
Fellow.
This is true. Now, Redskins fans understand this because they've had a legacy of losing and they know what it feels like. Giants are in their second or maybe their third year of pure crappiness.
Third year.
So I wrote this yesterday, 17 hours ago, ladies and gentlemen. I said, the Giants are literally a festival of suck. Please send Shermer, misspelled head coach. By the way, I knew it was misspelled. I wanted it misspelled. Please send Shermer and Eli and the entire Suck Patrol to Suck Island, where they can all suck together during the Suckmas holiday season. Maybe Eli can do some more of his suck commercials as he finishes up with this suck team with a suck secondary and a suck coach in another few suck efforts.
Whoa.
Thank you very much.
I loved it. I thought it was a beautiful
119 people enjoyed that.
I was sad that you didn't call them the secondary, though.
The secondary.
Very
and
good.
I will tell you, the winner of the guy that sent me a GIF on this was, I got to give him credit because it made me laugh out loud. It's a picture of Eli clapping his hands. And let me just see if I've got it right here. It's somebody sent me a picture of Nate Darling. Nate Darling sent me a picture of Eli who's clapping like this going, it was fantastic.
Screams winner.
Perfect.
Yes,
winner.
It was delightful. But that's it. Other than that, I mean, not a bad holiday at all. And I know, Rob, you had one too. You cooked for 1,000 people.
I did. We had, I think, 48 people for dinner. But at George's house, it was fantastic.
Crazy.
And I Christmased yesterday, which was fantastic as well.
You Christmased?
Yeah, decorated. I got the tree up and everything early this year, so you get
to
enjoy
it. Have you come up with a new name?
No, I actually stole it from the Carpenters.
Have you turned it into a verb?
No, the Carpenters did in their horrible song. They say, I enjoy Christmasing with you.
Oh, okay. That makes me throw up in my mouth.
That's
we'll take
right.
a break, and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show every morning.
Boy. The other day, I got a call from my sweet mother about her microwave being on the fritz. Yeah. Now, back in the day, I knew a guy that I could get one from the trunk of his car. But now, in these modern times, I go to the Mike O'Mara Show website where
sure
I clicked on the Holiday Shopping Center banner.
Yeah.
And shop with the three giants of industry.
Butterboard.
Macy's.com, Target.com, and Walmart.com. To get my sweet dear mother one of them over there. Now, you P1s should go over the same place for your mother and get something nice for her for this holiday season. Or you're going to get a lump of coal in your holiday stocking. Capiche?
Yeah.
Now let's get back to the grand poobah of papas.
That's
Mike
me.
O'Mara.
There you go, there.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. The holidays are officially here, and it's officially the busiest time of year, especially at the post office.
Yes.
You don't have time for any extra errands, so make it easy on yourself with Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can do everything you do at the post office right from your desk 24/7 when it's convenient for you. Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package using your own computer and printer. Printer that'll arrive sometime the week that you're going to be shipping the things
exactly.
you want to ship.
Worked out.
Right there.
Worked out.
Yes. And your mailman picks it up. PrintPo, haven't forgotten that. Print postage any day, any time. Stamps.com is always open. Stamps.com helps you print the right amount of postage every time. Never overpay again. And you get discounts on postage you can't even get at the post office. With all the time and money you'll save, Stamps.com is the best gift you can give yourself this holiday season. We've used Stamps.com since the start of this podcast because it saves time, hassle, and money. That's how you got your fruitcakes. That's right, baby. That's how you did it.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, you too can enjoy the Stamps.com service with a special offer that includes a four-week trial plus postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments. Go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and enter TMOS, and we thank you.
To save money
Love
when
them.
You use Stamps.com.
Yes.
That's wonderful. So everybody had a good holiday besides yours truly?
I would say that mine was a 10 out of 10.
Really?
A 10 out of 10 because it's the first time I get it, if you don't mind, Rob, I get a chance to hang out with my nephew who just turned 2 just yesterday. And he's at that age where he can actually say teal and he's speaking. And we've never spent a Thanksgiving in Boston.
And this is the new child, right? This is Benicio?
This is Sebastian.
My
brother.
My
brother Jose and sister-in-law Lauren.
Benicio Del Zavallo.
Yes.
He's got a very deep voice for a 2-year-old.
He does.
Benicio, would you like some baby food? Yeah, bring it over here. Bring it over here right now. Tio Oscar. So I know you were nervous about getting my first question to you would be getting everything on the plane.
Everything
with Mama Santana.
Yeah, how did that go?
Work?
Okay. There is not enough time to give you the detail of how it all went, but know this, that 75% of everything got through TSA.
Hey, that's a C. That's a good, strong C.
75% of everything got through TSA.
She brought a cake.
A cake, a pie, then a turkey.
A whole turkey.
Yes.
Was it cooked?
Yes. A turkey, a pot, not a pot roast, but a roast beef.
Jesus, what? Really?
Well, because we were supposed to drive up.
You know, that's what I brought to Las Vegas, but that was just for me.
In the seat.
Yeah.
Yeah. People get so pissed when you remove the foil and everybody can smell it.
Peaches. Everything was stacked.
Peaches?
This was the second piece of luggage that you would take on international flight.
Was she up front with what she was bringing? Like at TSA, did you say, I have a turkey, I have a roast beef here? How did that go?
Oh, yeah. That she was up front. No, but know this. Remember, I was here doing the show as my family was checking in at the airport.
Oh, that's right. Wednesday morning.
Yeah, you didn't have to go through that
hassle. I went straight from here to the airport.
But she took the turkey and the roast, right?
My wife was with her and broke down everything that happened. And before my wife, my wonderful wife, who probably hates me right now, as I told her, I said, look, when my parents are with you, be patient. When they do something crazy, be patient. When they sit down and they ask you questions 10 times, please be patient. When they yell at you about something in Spanish and you don't know what's going on, be more patient. And she said, it can't be that bad. As soon as I arrived to the gate, she said, thank you for the pep talk before I arrived.
Because it got her through it?
Well, it got her through it because my parents, sometimes Latinos, what we do is when we get excited or frustrated or concerned, we start yelling in Spanish.
Sure.
And if you don't know that the things that are coming out are not logical instructions, you feel like you're being yelled at.
Yeah, I've seen this on I Love Lucy.
Yes.
Did she take, and I don't know whether you even know the answer to this if you weren't there, did she take the turkey and the whole roast beef?
Everything was in
to TSA, so
two
to the check-ins?
Two carry-ons, right? Not going, I thought they were going
carry
underneath.
On.
You know how they sometimes put those little white things on the tip of the drumsticks? Did TSA make the turkey take its shoes off?
She had two carry-ons.
Yes.
Her clothes ended up going underneath the actual plane. The other piece of luggage with the food went with us.
That's kind of what Shannon was dealing with right there. Yeah. It goes underneath the plane.
And a question underneath the plane. I have a question. Whenever
as opposed
you read
to
it,
saying you checked it?
You checked it. No, it went into the cargo hold underneath the plane, El Plano.
It went into the place where they
I'm
put
not
all
as
these stuff
as
under
my
the
parents.
Plane. Now, I know, but it's funny the
every
way you
time
said
you
that.
See something about TSA or customs or anything like that, they talk about you're not bringing any produce, are you? Why did your mother bring peaches?
But. So
that are out
and
of season.
Were they fresh peaches or were they're
canned? They're canned. Right. It's nothing crazy. By the way,
we tried a war?
We tried them. This breaking news happened on, what was it, Tuesday night. We left on, we did a Wednesday morning show, and
early,
I got on a plane.
Right, Zoom.
So I remember calling my mom on Big O and Dukes, trying to convince her to keep everything just in the freezer. We'll eat it for Christmas. Who knows when? It doesn't matter.
Because it's not really Thanksgiving until somebody opens the can of peaches.
They don't sell.
Where's Father's can opener? The one we only use this time of year.
Because they sell everything in Boston. There's a Whole Foods a block away from their house.
No, I don't think they have peaches in Boston, not in cans.
So my father, who's traveled thousands of miles around the world.
And never without a can of peaches.
has never been more mortified and embarrassed at the same time going through some sort of x-ray machine. And
I need to get off the plane. I didn't bring my peaches with me.
Where are my peaches? Where are the peaches?
And my dad said this was worse than when he went through TSA in Israel, when because he looks like he's a Unabomber. You know, he has got that dark skin. Like he might be Palestinian. So they pulled him off to the side. He goes, worst experience with this Thanksgiving briefcase.
I don't want to derail you. Yes. But I need to ask, when one travels with a cooked turkey, how does one package it?
That's what I'm fascinated by. Very carefully. Actually, I have a picture, and I will send it to you fellas.
I can't wait.
Please send us the picture, because I'd like to see how she wrapped it. Yep. Who is calling us and has been calling? That phone has been ringing. I have to take this call.
Be a telemarketer, Mike.
I hope I don't know what it is.
All right, hold on just
a
second.
Let's pick it up.
Are we up? Are the phones up?
Phones are up. Uh-huh. Phones are up.
All right. I just clicked it and it went away. Hello? No, I clicked on it and the whole thing went away. Pony, do you know what's wrong?
I think it was a robo dial.
Oh, okay. But why, when I clicked it, did the whole thing? Did you see that?
Just in the middle of telling a story, and then you just started.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We have on the phone the actual turkey.
All right.
It was well worth it. Because once we arrive, my mom complains about what was confiscated and tells the story. My dad said he's still mortified to this day. But my wonderful wife, who had to deal with all of this, because when I got to the airport, I just go through security and they're already boarding the plane. I barely made the plane, right?
You didn't get any of the hassle, and you had to work in the morning. So
by the way, I'm making all this happen. You know what I mean? I'm making all this happen. So yeah, I didn't feel bad.
Back off on the defense. We're not accusing you. It's good. It's okay.
I'm just telling that to my wife this morning when she woke up and she said, "Do I have to go in today?" I said, "Yes."
Yes.
It's Monday. Everybody goes back to work.
And bring the peaches.
Including Santos. We're going to all be here.
What didn't make it? What did they what did they leave at the airport?
So they initially had everything. They had 100% of every... This is... And again, I have to call my mom to get her side of the story, because I just got my wife's abridged version, which was very stern and kind of pissy.
I'm stern.
She said, I dropped your parents off, and then I went to go park the car in economy. In economy, Reagan National Airport, it could might as well be in Virginia.
It's in Dulles.
It's in a different state.
Yeah.
It's in Richmond.
And it's still $17 a day, which is not economy, by the way. Might as well just park the car in the city and take a car in.
Yeah.
Right.
When I got back, your parents were back in line and your dad was laughing. And I said, "What do you mean?" She goes, "They should have gone through security. It took me 30 minutes to drop off the car in economy, take the shuttle back in." And what ended up happening, apparently, is my father saw gate 23 with a little arrow, and he took my mom. They went through security initially, got everything through, and did the whole bomb test with all the cans and the yams and the and everything else. And my father said, "This way to the gate." And my mom, being the Latin woman that she is, and being with my father, the world traveler, he ends up taking her in a direction that leaves the actual gate area back into the main terminal.
Oh no! So they left back into the terminal.
You have to work at that. The man is 80 years old. They inadvertently made a U-turn?
U-turn! U-turn!
And went back outside of the gate.
By the time Shannon gets back on on Wednesday morning, they're all back in line again. They get back through security. And at this point, a different lady saw the canned yams and the peaches and was like, "Hey, this isn't flying. We don't know what's in here." So she got all her canned ingredients thrown in the trash, but the meats got to fly.
The meat's got to fly. The meat's got to fly. That would be the turkey and the beef roast.
Yes, yes, yes.
The meats stay the same.
And the stuffing. Yes, yes. And the sausage.
Your mom likes her own kitchen, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does.
She likes her own kitchen.
God bless her, because as far as Thanksgiving goes, the food was fantastic.
It was like the reheated turkey was okay?
It was a real deal.
When did you eat the beef roast, Steph? Did you eat the beef on the same day?
No, we celebrated on Thursday like everyone else does. And when
you had a roast. You said you had a beef roast and a turkey.
We usually have two, either a honey-baked ham or a roast beef and a turkey.
All right.
Both. I think most families have one or the other, depending.
It's called dos carnes.
Yeah. And two types of stuffing. But the idea that my father, who's traveled around the world, who gets a Thanksgiving Day dinner through security somehow, and it has a foreigner who was probably like, oh, this poor lady with her candy yams.
Yes.
And then he gives her a U-turn out back to the terminal.
He doubled down and lost.
He saw one sign that said arrow that way, but that was to the gate, not to go around and leave.
And your wife wasn't crying, though, when you got to the plane, right?
Oh, no. Well, when I saw my wife, she just looked at me and said, you won't believe what happened. We lost 25% of Thanksgiving because your dad made a U-turn. Poor lady.
The Zavalios family. Yeah. Zavalios family Thanksgiving. Yeah. And when we come back, do you want to talk about yours or not? You don't have to.
I think it would be good. I think it's got a couple of things.
We'll talk to Rob and more fun and more thrills. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Team OS Live 2018 was a rousing success in Las Vegas. The big question now, when and where will TMOS Live 2019 be? There's lots of opinions in TMOS Nation.
What about Spokane?
From Washington, D.C. too, my hometown.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Pittsburgh.
Here we go.
Buffalo!
They have to come back to Vegas in 2019.
Down to Florida.
Wherever it is, whenever it is, you'll hear about it first on the Mike O'Mara Show. And the B1s, led by Jolene, will be ready to party.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jim Amato. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Here's a message from Cornerstone First Financial. Interest rates are currently sitting at an 8-year high, and the chances of them going up again, 10 out of 10. You can bet on it. So don't wait until it's too late to refinance, to consolidate debt, shorten a loan term, remove your PMI, do a home improvement, or even get approved for a new purchase. The holidays will be here before you know it, and if you act now, you'll be able to skip your December payment. That's a stocking stuffer that anyone would love. Plus, as their gift to you, Cornerstone will pay for your appraisal until the end of 2018. And that's a $525 value. Ho, ho, ho. They guarantee to meet or beat any competitor. Some restrictions apply. So if you're in the market for a refi or a new mortgage, do yourself a favor. Call one of Cornerstone's licensed loan officers and let them discuss your specific situation and options. All credit types are considered, and they are Oscar Santana approved. Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them at 202-625-1221 and tell Joe we said hello. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing, and we thank you. Now, before we get to his Thanksgiving, we have to give a shout-out to our boy, Mr. Rob Spiewak, who is getting rave reviews on the fruitcakes. Did you expect that it would be this overwhelmingly positive?
I hoped it would be this overwhelmingly positive because, you know, I've tracked the progress of every batch of every cake, mm-hmm. and I'm very, very proud of our team. Everyone worked very hard to make this happen. But as you know, when you crest the number of, say, 1,000 fruitcakes, it's hard to quality control.
We did not make 1,000 fruitcakes. Why do you keep saying that?
Well, when you crest 80 fruitcakes, it's hard to quality control all of them.
Just because he stacks them up, it looks like a lot of fruitcakes, right?
He made a lot of them. A lot of them were made,
and it's hard to quality control each and every batch. You can eyeball it, but you can't taste one in every batch. So I was confident that they were going to be good, and I'm very pleased that everyone is delighted with them because the experiment paid off. We delivered many fruitcakes to many happy people.
I love how people are posting the pictures of their packages arriving. Yes. They're being creative with it.
Oh, I love when people...
You should be proud of that.
That's I'm very proud. And I love when people actually repackage them.
What?
Remember, Mike, you don't get them from this first run. I'm making you a second.
All right. I'm waiting.
Oh, you wanted an infused run.
Well, now, I mean, because I gained a significant amount of weight on the holiday, now, I mean, they're going to have to be put aside to the next holiday because I'm not allowed because I'm going to be disciplined.
As I completed the baking of the final fruitcake of the year in our commercial kitchen, and I was riding home, and I called my mother to check in because she helped on a couple days, but I kept her informed of the entire process because really it's a recipe that she and I have formulated and perfected, and I wanted to keep her in on it. And so we were just finishing. It was a Sunday night, and I'm on my way home, and I call my mom, and I said, we're done. They look great. I'm very proud. She says, great. When are you and I going to bake? I said, well, not too soon.
Not too soon.
So my mom and I will be getting together to have our traditional fruitcake baking.
That's so nice that you're still going to do that.
A week from Saturday. So we're still going to do it, but it wasn't going to be this weekend.
Can we clarify one little thing?
Please.
One little thing, go right ahead.
Sure.
Now, again, the credit goes to Rob, Shannon, Pony Boy, Maddie, the entire squad.
Everybody,
right?
Yes.
Zoolander.
My mom.
Really, an amazing group effort.
I've never felt, Josh.
I've never felt like more people have my back. I truly, to be associated with this, as I'm down here and you guys are all doing the grunt work up there, I have never been more thrilled with an effort put forward by so many people. So much love, so much care. Really, really delightful. I'm very happy about it.
Who doesn't know how to spell my last name, and whose idea was it to put my name on the package?
Well, I'm not one to throw blame, but I know that it wasn't me, and there's only one other person that really handled the posters, and that's Matt Bloom.
Well, there's a certain way that you have to label things when you're shipping and using a payment
Do they require misspelling? Yeah.
The misspelling, probably not.
No, that would be a mistake then. Yeah.
So this is what this is interesting.
I'm hearing real hostility coming from Rob Spiewak. Well, Rob, this is the time to let it out. This is the time to get it off your chest. There's more to the story. If you want to let it out, go ahead.
All right, I will keep it brief. I will say this. When this was posed to me by Oscar.
You were ready to scream last week, right? You were ready to scream a couple of times.
Okay, you know what? I like to think as a rule I'm a pretty fun guy to be around.
You are.
I think you're a very positive guy.
Sometimes too fun.
But you know what?
It gets me mad when he's too positive, you know?
Didn't anybody be saying that on Wednesday last week?
Really?
Nobody was saying it on Wednesday.
Wednesday was the printing D-Day. Debacle, right?
D-Day.
Yes. So what happened is this, is when we first posed the notion of Fruitcake Futures, it was actually about a year ago.
Yes.
It came to pass in about April. Oscar and I put our heads together. We talked ingredients, price points, stuff like that.
Kitchens, licenses, all insurance that policies, stuff.
It came, what was the cutoff date for people ordering the fruitcake?
Wasn't it September 1st?
Yes.
I believe it was September 1st, if I'm not mistaken.
Cut it off.
And so when we sort of laid this plan out,
2 months prior to shipping,
everybody had an idea of what they're going to be responsible for. And my primary responsibility was make, produce, and deliver the fruitcakes for distribution.
You not only met people at a commercial kitchen, you not only got certified to run a commercial kitchen.
Right.
You not only did all of the legwork.
Got that their was insurance your, policy, everything.
Your baking was
handled
your
the
thing.
Inspections,
you,
yeah.
You producing the product.
The man basically moved to Maryland.
I did.
Right.
And so I was able to pull that off. And so you talked to me every day when I finished in the kitchen. Every day was positive. Every day I was ebullient. I was just joyful that we pulled off another day.
Oscar, a long time ago, came up with the idea that, this is something we should give it a try. We think our listeners would really love it. This is something that we should make available. It was a wonderful idea. You were down with it. I thought it was a fabulous idea. So the thing started in the minds of our MBA, Mr. Oscar Santana, and then he, checked out all the numbers and made sure it was feasible.
I feel like it was for a first run. This was a successful run.
It was.
The frustration was, and mind you, I take blame. I actually had a long conversation on the plane with my wife after she was telling me about 25% of Thanksgiving lost. And I still don't have all the detail. Like I still have to have a private conversation with my mom on how all this happened. But I didn't want to do that in the mix of my father there. So I said, look, I know that they're back at Podcast Village. God bless Charlie Brunner for letting us take
working
over.
All day on Friday to get these things
and they're
out.
Working on Wednesday and they're working on Friday. I said, I'm responsible because I hurt my back. If I was there, this would not be happening.
The breakdown occurred, and it really didn't, to be honest, unless you were counting on carving that sometime on Thanksgiving Day, it didn't affect you. We were going to get them around the holiday weekend.
Right.
And but the breakdown of this whole process, as I observe it from afar, concerned the printing of the shipping label.
Mike,
right about
that's
that?
Exactly. Yes, yes. That's exactly how it looks from close up, too.
That was key.
Who is responsible for that part?
Well, Mike, I want to blame Pony Boy, but it really
right.
it
came, it's fun it, to blame.
No,
Pony
no,
Boy.
But
it's
but,
fun,
but
isn't
it though? But it landed on me. But when I got hurt, it went to Pony, and I said I can just walk you through the process. I have done this before for other companies. I've been down this road. So
and you then I will say to you, because this is from an observance point, and I didn't interfere. I didn't get in the way.
Yes.
No. I was basically told not to get in the way. They said stay away.
Well, you got out of the way 3 years ago when you moved away.
Thank you. Yes. But I wasn't going to be here for this.
He got 1,000 miles out of the way.
Yes. I got 1,000 miles
out of
the way.
You weren't getting involved.
But from afar, I would say we had these addresses 2 months before.
Ready to rock, ready to go.
There was no need to go down to the last minute with these addresses.
This is correct. Now, one thing that really, I guess, put the screws to the team was that certain printers need certain labels. And if anything...
Certain labels need certain printers.
But certain printers need certain types of labels. You need compatibility. You can't just... A 4x6 label doesn't fit in every thermal printer. There are multiple types of thermal printers, but you can't...
Proprietary.
They're the proprietary labels. Without boring anyone, I will highlight two things. One is when this happens, you always buy two of each. Always buy two of each. If you don't buy two of each, then you're setting yourself up for failure.
Exactly.
You
can always, two printers?
You can always return one just in case something fails.
All right.
Correct? So we had a printer that came in, and then we were told it would fail, but then we didn't know if it actually failed or the person that was using it failed, and then we had to call my old company.
So the first printer didn't work.
Somehow we couldn't get it to work. So then I called my old company and had them open early in Manassas, and they were helping us out with thermal printers, but we didn't have the right labels for that one. And then I overnighted labels to here, and then I went over to my last straw before I left, before I got on that plane, got on that Uber.
Were there more problems when you were in the air?
Well, no, before I got on there, I said, hey, there's no field for a return address. And Pony said to me, well, it's in the barcode. And I said, well, Pony, that's for the post person. If anybody that doesn't work for the post office and they don't have a return address on there, they don't know where to send it back if it goes to the wrong house. I was like, we need to put a return address. And I said, put a return up the Mike O'Mara show.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know he was going to put my real last name on there with the Mike O'Mara show when I left for the airport.
Well, you footed the bill for the postage, right?
Still, yes, but I wasn't expecting my real name to be out there.
I understand. I understand.
Which was interesting, as my dad said, what's
Solace? But didn't the problem also happen because the printer didn't arrive until the last minute?
The printer situation was this, is the printer was ordered at the last minute. The window of time that when the printer was supposed to arrive was beyond the window of time we were supposed to print.
Yes.
Right. Either way.
That's when I remember.
Either way,
that
comes into operations. And hopefully the operation that I won't have to have on my back with this physical therapy that is going well in the future will not happen. Because we've learned a lot
future,
of lessons.
In the future, we'd have the same cutoff date.
Yes.
For the few K futures, and right after the cutoff date, we probably print the labels up and have them ready to go.
And we would start folding boxes at that time.
We would not print them. We would print them out a week prior because once you print them, you spend the dollar. So the time value of money would not allow for that.
Right, we wouldn't cut it as cash.
Yes,
we couldn't
it's
add
cash it. Going out, coming in.
But I also need to say a kind word to a listener and a government agency.
Please.
Yes, the United States Postal Service.
Oh, USPS.
Yes. Which really helped us out. And thanks to listener Sharon Bailey, who works for USPS Baltimore, who knows somebody who knows somebody.
Hey, Sharon Bailey, sweet listener, wonderful lady.
She actually had it arranged that Josh Murphy and I could drop the bulk of the fruitcakes off at 9 p.m. on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And they had a loading dock waiting for us at Merrifield Post Office, and the post office processed that batch that night before Thanksgiving.
Straight to the source.
So if anyone says anything bad about the post office, I'm going to punch you right in the nose because they treated us dynamite.
And we bought the postage through stamps.com.
All I know is I'm looking at the people online that are getting the fruitcakes.
Yes,
that's the thing. They're happy.
Remember,
all over.
DGH.
Don't get. Oh yeah,
exactly.
Because they're not all they're not all there.
Well,
yet,
no. Well,
right?
They're all. I mean, again, I would say give us 2 or 3 days and let us know if you didn't get yours yet.
And Pony, why did you put Oscar's name on it?
Well, that had to do with the payment information and just being completely under the gun and panicking and trying to get these labels printed in time.
Next time, put Schmosco Schmantana.
It was a mistake, and I apologize.
Ah, it's fine. No worries.
Was it a mistake or was it revenge?
Put my social security number on there next time.
All in all, though.
4-digit pin.
I got to give you guys a B++. I mean, really. I mean, really. Maybe an A.
I'm proud of the team. Proud of the team.
Very proud of everybody. And we had so many. You know what? I would. You remember intern Josh Murphy? Bone. The guy where he worked with us in the Manassas.
Yeah. Winter's Bone.
Just got married. Congratulations.
He's not married.
He's not?
No, I blew that when I first saw him.
Why would you tell me that?
Well, because...
Why did he stop me from saying I didn't get married?
You know why, Rob? Because Rob fixated on Josh Murphy's girlfriend.
Oh, with the candy ants.
Rob has always... Remember?
Yeah,
do you remember?
Oh, yeah. I remember. Yeah. They're no longer together. They're no longer together.
TSA
they're not together.
No, he is with another lady now, but they are not married. But he gave us his entire Wednesday and his pickup truck to get those fruitcakes moved.
Sweet.
And
Josh, you're a sweetheart. Thank you, brother.
Buddy.
And
appreciate
at the end of the day, he said, thank you for letting me get involved. I said, Josh, you are so messed up in your head if you're thanking me
and
right
he's
now.
All around.
Yeah.
Pony's giving him out.
That's right.
Good.
But
guy.
He's writing
really,
Oscar's
really
name on
guy.
It.
So all in all,
my name's spelled wrong.
Is it too early to DGH this or
too early?
Well, they're almost. Yeah. When do you think the last one will be in everybody's hands?
I would say with our postal codes, we're talking by Wednesday.
By
Wednesday of this week, if you have not received yours,
let us know. And we will get it to you in a matter of hours.
We will triple confirm.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a win. And your Thanksgiving after all this, were you exhausted?
I was exhausted. I had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Much love to my Uncle George, who has always hosted the entire family. I think between 45 and 50 people at his house.
Wow.
I
wonderful.
Got the pleasure of carving 2 turkeys and a ham. And I almost talked Robert in at the end of the day to stealing the ham, but he did not take it because he's more honest than I, because everyone was divvying up the leftovers. That's the one drag about my Thanksgiving. When you go to someone else's house, you don't get the leftovers. I was left with maybe 2 or 3 pounds of mashed potatoes and 1 serving of creamed onions that Robert ate as soon as we got home. So I got nothing.
Why would you want someone to steal a ham?
Because Robert was saying, gee, Dad, there's a lot of ham left there. Take it.
Because
you
want to take the ham home so you can eat it all weekend.
Yeah. You know, have you ever heard the phrase "visit the ham"? It's time to visit the ham.
That's the way you do it. You take
I
it.
Did
you
not
take
know
it.
This.
So, yeah. But in your case, you just take it, put it back in a suitcase. That's what you do. That's how that works. That's the way it goes.
Oh, and also, kudos to Julia's boyfriend Caleb, who braved it and actually went to Thanksgiving with my family this year and held out like a champ. That's a tough. Tough gig right there.
Oh,
that's right. Well, to Caleb and Job and Noah and Moses and all the other people, happy Thanksgiving. We'll take a break. News you may not need coming up next right here on the Mike Obero Show, everybody.
It's an exciting new era for the Mike O'Mara Show with 3 exciting new partners, Walmart, Macy's, and Target. With this new partnership, you can buy almost anything. Be like Mike and buy a really big stopwatch. Be like Rob and buy Birkenstocks. You can get a douche like Oscar. You can buy Japanese dolls like Pony. Be like Nikki Diamond and pick up
a lock.
Be like Dan and buy Vans in bulk. You can buy children-sized clothing, like Katie.
Be like Paulie from Brooklyn and buy, I don't know, some garlic bread or something. Just click through the new link and get shopping now.
I like that one. That's good, a good one. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Grove Collaborative. Grove is changing the world for the better. I love this company, and I love being associated with them. Did you know 94,000 trees are cut down in the U.S. every day to make toilet paper and paper towels? I didn't know that until I found out about Grove. Stop paying to cut down trees. Try this. This is a new product called Seedling. They are 100% tree-free paper products made from bamboo and sugarcane. It's a practical solution to one of the world's big environmental problems, deforestation. This is the way I look at it with the environment. It's an insurance policy.
Yes.
No matter how you feel about these issues, you're taking out an insurance policy when you support companies that are concerned about the environment. And by the way, in the event that they are right, and I do believe they are right, everybody's going to be doing this down the road anyway.
Mm-hmm. They're just going to have to.
Yes, they're ahead of the curve. Grove is ahead of the curve, and they are our one-stop shop for household, pet, and personal care staples. Wonderful people, smart people. Plus, our life is easier and cheaper when we shop with Grove. With price matching and a 100% happiness guarantee, I know that I'm getting the best deal. Grove even beats other online retailers. Ever since I took my first shipment of Grove, I swear to you, my house smells and feels cleaner. I love it. If you haven't already tried Grove, you need to shop today before this deal runs out. For a limited amount of time, my listeners who sign up get an amazing free 30-day supply of Seedling. That's Grove's tree-free paper towels, toilet paper, and tissues, a free 60-day VIP membership, and a surprise bonus gift when you sign up and place an order of $20 or more. Check out Grove and our special offer at grove.co/TMOS. Remember, that's the website, grove.co, not .com, grove.co/TMOS, and we thank you, Grove.
News!
Boo! So many amazing and potentially disturbing things have probably happened at the Playboy Mansion over the years.
Yes!
And many of them were even allegedly recorded. But sadly, those will probably never be revealed because in 1998, Hugh Hefner reportedly had his personal sex tapes and compromising photos buried at sea.
Whoa. Can you imagine these half with one of those ancient old video cameras that hooked up to a giant VCR, coming on a rolling cart? I'm not going to record anything.
Buried at sea.
Listen, Orvis, I want you to take things on the floating bunny and take them out to sea.
Floating bunny.
These included films of orgies. Apparently, this is all alleged. These included films of orgies at the mansion in the 70s. How much would you pay to see that?
Oh, George Siegel's
dong? How much
dong?
Would you pay to see? Orgies in the 70s that were George Siegel.
Of all people, you
got me with that one. In the 70s that were attended by, quote, famous male movie stars. He also had thousands of private photos given to him by women, including Marilyn Monroe. But Hugh got paranoid in the late 90s after Pamela Anderson's sex tape with Tommy Lee and Bret Michaels went public. He didn't want anyone's name or reputation ruined, so he chucked all that stuff in a chest lined with concrete. And he had one of his guys go out and dump it in the middle of the Pacific. Of course, that guy's dead too, so we can't ask him whether it's true or not.
Well,
so who knows
I'm sorry that we'll never get a chance to see George Siegel playing banjo naked.
Was it a waterproof chest?
I'm not sure.
No, I think the concrete was to make it sink, not to protect it. Yeah.
Yes, there we go. Phil Mickelson edged Tiger Woods and took the $9 million prize in their winner-take-all showdown. I bought it on Friday, but it was close. They were tied after 18 holes. I'll be honest with you, as the match wore on, it got more and more real to me. It actually looked like they were both trying to beat each other's brains out, and they were both playing very mediocre golf at the time. Yes, sir.
Do you want to hear the final shot? I actually have it here. The audio.
Yeah, okay. Well, let me just set it up for you first. Phil lost the $200 side bet he made for the first hole because he didn't birdie. $200,000 side bet. But after that, it was all Phil. He went 3-for-3 in the closest to the pin side bets, which means Tiger will shell out $600 to his $600,000 to his charity. Tiger had his moments, and his biggest one was when he unleashed a classic Tiger fist pump after a sweet birdie shot, a chip in on 17 to tie it up. The match was supposed to be available on pay-per-view for $19.99, but there was a technical glitch on the Bleacher Report live paywall page. There was also a technical glitch if you're trying to fast forward through it, which I found. So I'm getting my money back. Thank you, Xfinity. Well, I haven't guaranteed that yet. Since people were able to watch it free online because the paywall went down, most cable providers are giving refunds to anyone who paid to watch it. So that's a big problem.
So they're
going to
lose a lot of money.
Oh, they're going to lose a ton of money because they were stupid. Now, I will tell you, at the end, they went the full 18 holes, and it was getting dark out in Las Vegas, and they had lights set up, and they went and set up a tee from about 98 yards on the practice green that shot to another hole that was set up on the 18th green, and then they tried to see who would win, and it went on and on and on.
Okay, here's the conclusion of the match.
He's 4 feet, 2 inches, separating Phil Mickelson from $9 million.
Yes.
And there... At long last.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know
who
that announcer is,
and the bright
but I could not stand listening to him.
Every penny of $9 million.
Dollars.
Wasn't it weird, weird to watch golf by electric light?
Yeah, it was
that
weird.
That was a very strange-looking shot.
I thought it looked cool.
I mean, yeah, but odd, just not usual.
Well, it was funny watching the people, too, because it looked like some of Steve Wynn's friends were there, but there wasn't a real gallery. So it looked like the Richie Rich, whales that were there.
This is everybody in the setup. Like, come on out. You get to watch for free because you came and gambled $2 million.
Yeah, and they look like older guys. They did. They did. They really, they kind of look like their age. And it was interesting. But I love golf. So I liked watching it. And they seemed to want to win, both of them, at the end. So it was kind of cool.
And this has happened with the UFC in the past. Do you think when these major events come together that they have their S together on their back end? Where things don't crash, where the system doesn't fail, where they don't have to refund all of this pay-per-view dollars. At the root of it, though, for golf, I think it's a win because they've proven that there is a demand.
Yeah, yeah, I got my refund. I got my refund, and it said on it it was from Oscar Zabalos.
No, it's Zabalos.
Zabalos.
A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving aired this past Wednesday for the 46th time since it debuted in 73. I don't watch this one. But something was different this year. This year, a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving became racist.
What?
This is such crap. Somehow people suddenly noticed that during the dinner scene, Franklin, the black character, is sitting by himself on one side of the table. Well, so is Peppermint Patty, I think, on another side of the table. It's ridiculous. The other characters are sitting together opposite him. I don't think that this has anything to do with racism at all. Of course,
but if Peppermint Patty is by herself, is it anti-lesbian?
Oh, I have no idea. There are two people.
I don't know.
Rob just made a very, very controversial statement.
It's simply a joke, folks. Just having a good time.
There were also two people at the heads of the table, but the point is that Franklin looks pretty lonely. No, the point is nothing. It's nothing.
There's no point.
He gets the busted lawn chair to sit in. No, it's shtick. I don't think there was a racist bone in anybody's body that put that together.
No, no.
That's just my opinion. But I could be wrong. You never know. You'd have to meet the creators.
Snoopy had
back
a black nose.
60s.
Oh.
There's a woman named Kristen Gildenedge, who's a real estate agent in the Houston area, and she was recently struggling to get any interest in a house that she was selling in Conroe, Texas. So she took new photos of the house featuring two fitness models in their underwear.
Smart.
I love this idea. Absolutely smart. Unfortunately, the Houston Association of Realtors pulled the photos off the listing because apparently a bunch of people complained. But Kristen's still happy. Quote, when I found out I had 100 complaints, I'm like, sweet. That's like 10,000 people that have seen it. I love this lady. I'd call her like the next day to be my realtor.
Sure.
So her plan worked. She says the house hasn't gotten any offers yet, but it's finally drawing some interest. Quote, we had 6 showings yesterday. That's what you want in a realtor. Come on.
If you ever go on eBay Motors and you're looking for an old Scout International or Ford Bronco.
Are you still looking for that?
I've been looking for them for years. Yeah. I just track. The guys who have their girlfriends or wives in cutoff shorts on the truck.
Yes.
That's always the one that has 564 views.
Yeah. That's how you do it. But no truth to the rumor that Stormy Daniels and Alexander Papp are getting together.
No.
How dare you?
It's not going to happen. Texting is better than talking to people. I talk for a living. I can say that. But texting isn't perfect because everyone is so bad at it. I agree. Especially with the with auto dictate. I am so done with auto dictate. It's ridiculous. A survey found the five most annoying things people do when they're texting, and they are vanishing in the middle of a conversation. I got family members that do that.
Yeah.
Being sarcastic. You can't do it with texting.
You know what the worst thing about vanishing is when they vanish after you get the typing balloon for like 10 minutes.
Right.
And then the typing balloon goes away and they're gone.
Yeah, let it go.
I know.
Bad grammar, that's up there. Using too many acronyms and emojis, that's up there. Sending multiple messages when one would get the job done.
Oh, I do that all the time. I am guilty of that.
We're all guilty.
Stream of consciousness.
A little bit. And now a little something, something. Some guys think getting more action more often in the bedroom is all about hours at the gym, hair gel and tanning, grooming and taking care of yourself doesn't hurt. But a study conducted by the Queensland Australia University of Technology found that other factors are more important than the ability to flex with the best. So researchers culled responses from 3,000 men and 1,500 women and came up with these conclusions about men who get it more often.
Right on.
They tend to be more outgoing, emotionally stable, and conscientious. In other words, I'm screwed. No, in other words, friendly dudes who give a damn and who won't flip out are probably going to get lucky on a regular basis. It kind of blows away some ideas that men are taught about, you know, how if you're like a tough guy and you're aloof and you're unpredictable, that's a sexual magnetism.
That happens through your 20s, I would say.
When
you get to your 30s, women grow out of that.
Sure.
Well, the New York Post quoted therapist Bianca Rodriguez.
Oh, I love her work.
One of my people.
Who said women are drawn to these qualities, that's the friendliness factor and stability, because they want to feel safe. They want their feelings to be cherished. Women are more, she says, are more discerning than men when it comes to sex. And they are looking for qualities in a man that would indicate stability, that they'll stick around. On a related note, Pony Boy Matt Bloom still just watching. There we go. That's it. I'm so pony. I kid because I love
it. I literally, Shannon said her stomach hurt this morning because I thought she was trying not to come into work. And I said, really? On a Monday after a holiday, you're unhealthy all of a sudden. I was like, look at my back. I got a back brace on and I'm there going to work.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We haven't had sex in weeks.
Tomorrow we'll have a discussion on the back issues that might be contagious. Yeah. What is it about TMOS that causes back problems?
Stress.
I don't know what that
used to stress. Be stomach. Used to be stomach.
Used to be stomach. Now it's moved into the back. I'll take the back. Anyway, we'll take a break and we'll come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get to know our friends at KCJJ. Tom Scooter. He loves to play guitar. Yeah. He was a member of the popular rock and roll group, the B-52s.
Right, I'm blowing my
Tom
own.
Stands at
I'm blowing my own promo.
We session this week, ones. Mike. A zesty session
this week for KCJJ and our good friend, Mr. Steve Bridges and Tom Scooter and everybody out there. What a sweet group of guys those guys are. I love KCJJ and I love everybody associated with that radio station, even the guy that's doing the news now. The guy that's with
Jim Hunter.
Jim Hunter, absolutely. Good people out there. We love you, KCJJ. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cyber Monday.
Woo.
Did you survive your Black Friday shopping? Good. I'm glad the old lady did not kill you with her shopping cart. But now it's time to get serious. Fire up your computer. It's
Cyber Monday.
Cyber Balls Monday.
Beep. Balls beep.
Time to really start your holiday shopping now. And it's easier than ever thanks to the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center with the big three of cyber shoppery. Macy's.com, Target.com, and Walmart.com. Bargains galore, I promise. But wait, here's the best part. When you access these sites through our portal, this is a huge day for us.
Big.
I don't want to make, with all the fruitcake stuff, I don't want to diminish how important this is to the financial health of this program. When you access the sites through our portal, you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. A lot of people are going to be cyber shopping today. Please go through our site. Please, 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 please. Go through the Mike O'Mara Show. It's fun and smart. Make sure you access Macy's, Target, and Walmart through their banners on our website. You can't miss them. If you need it, buy it right now by clicking through at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Costs you nothing but means the world to us. Macy's, Target, Walmart, and TMOS. The only way to shop. Now go spend money, you cyber banditos. Let's open up the audio vault with the fruitcake king himself, Mr. Rob Spiewak, with his sticky fingers.
Cyber Banditos. I washed my hands. Mike, it's a thing called objectum sexual.
Ooh.
Are you familiar with objectum sexual?
A series of blonde jokes at the beginning of a show?
That's at the front of the show. We're past that now. This is when someone falls in love with an inanimate object. And it's a sexual kind of love.
Oh.
Yes, Pony. And there's a lady in England. Her name is Amanda Liberty. She took the name Liberty because she's fallen in love with the Statue of Liberty, but they have an open relationship. Whoa. Now she's engaged to a chandelier.
Oh, my.
She bought the chandelier from Germany on eBay. The chandelier is named Lumiere. And it's okay that she's...
Is that like from Be Our Guest, the Beauty of the Beast?
Well, it is, because Lumiere is actually the French word, I think, for candelabra or light. Mm. Yeah, so that's I'm sure they're probably related. However, she is engaged to the chandelier, but the Statue of Liberty is okay with it because they have an open relationship.
I'm Amanda Liberty, and I'm in an open relationship with a lot of my beautiful chandeliers that I've got all around me. Now, the reason why Lumiere wears a ring...
Oh, I forgot to tell you, she put a ring on it. She put a ring on the chandelier because...
It said Lamia. It sounded like labia.
No, Lumiere. Oh, Lumiere.
Excuse me.
The ring on my finger from Lumiere, because she was actually the second chandelier that I got. I had her shipped
it's like a thing
over here.
Yeah, it's not always chandeliers, though. I mean, you can be in love with other things.
This is
as well.
This is usually what I find when I go too deep into Reddit, where I'm like, this is the wrong tab.
Yeah.
Really?
And that was such a big deal at the time. You know, it still is now. You know, I just fell in love with her on eBay, basically.
So she found the chandelier on eBay, and I also found it interesting that Lumiere is a she.
Oh.
So it's actually a gay marriage. So I think that's nice. So congratulations to her. Her name is, of course, Amanda Liberty. Now, things are not safe if you're in California, Mike. There's a crime spree, and you won't believe what they're stealing.
An unusual crime spree. Pickup truck owners waking up to find the tailgates missing from their trucks.
So I was walking over here and I stopped about right here and I put my flashlight on him. Then when I walked across here, I started hearing like a chain. Yeah. And he actually had one side off and it was hanging. And he just needed that. I think he just needed the one bolt. I said, hey, and I had the light on him and he just didn't say a word.
Selling upwards of $300 on sites, making the hauls a nice payday if they can find a buyer.
So they're stealing the tailgates and they're selling for $300. Doesn't that seem like sort of a weird return? Because the tailgate would be heavy and hard to move, don't you think?
Well, it all depends on the labor it takes to get the tailgate.
I suppose you're right. Yeah, but that's what's being stolen in California. So watch out, pickup owners. Watch out.
I like the ones that look like bull's balls.
Oh, I like that too. It's always good.
Have you ever seen those?
I have, but that's really not part of the tailgate. Oh. That's part of the undercarriage.
It was funny the way you said it. I like that.
Mike, Tim Dick. Do you remember Tim Dick? Oh, I'm sorry. Tim Allen. He's a comedian.
Dick is his real name. His real name is Dick.
That's right. He revealed that when he made the Santa Claus, originally it had a very different plot.
1, 2, and 3?
The first one.
Okay.
Listen to this. This is really scary and dark.
The original Santa Claus is a little darker, written by two comedians, and I actually shot and killed Santa. In the original movie, he fell off the roof because I thought it was a burglar. And he gives me the card, the whole movie starts. But the kid actually starts, well, you just killed Santa. I said, he shouldn't have been on the roof when he wasn't invited.
Of course.
I'm laughing so hard, but the head of Disney at the time, Katzenberg, said, well, we can't start a movie like that. I said, why not? He goes, well, we can't start a Disney movie with you murdering Santa.
Why not?
That's what I said. I go, I'm a comedian. Why not? That's funny. He goes, and you killed all the parents in all your other movies anyway, you know? You know, don't they kill a lot of people? Yes.
Sounds to me like he might be done with Pixar if he's making jokes like that about Disney. He killed all the parents anyway. But yeah, so originally Santa was going to be shot. Let us close with this. I've always feared that if I were to go on to not so much like a television quiz show, but like a live environment quiz, my mind might freeze. Mm-hmm. Now, at a Lakers game, they do stuff during game breaks, and they have a sponsor. It's called Pechanga, and they have resorts and vacation destinations around the world. And they basically play card sharks in which they flip a card, and the person has to guess if the next card's number is going to be higher or lower. And if you get a series of them right, you get a Pechanga vacation, right?
Okay.
I don't know that this guy is really good with numbers and higher or lower, because listen to how this plays out.
I'm here with our lucky contestant, David, who will have 30 seconds to guess if the next card shown will be higher or lower than the first card shown at the table. If David guesses all these correctly, he will win a Pechanga getaway package. David, are you ready? Let's get started. Higher or lower than zero?
Nods.
Lower.
Lower.
Zero.
Well, all right. It looks like your luck ran out. Thank you so much for playing tonight's Pachanga High.
It looks luck ran out when they said
zero and zero. He went. They didn't have negative numbers.
It is set up to keep going
after
one question.
Like, so they give him the easy
it's
and they all get zero at the beginning one.
That's right.
Exactly.
Oh,
right.
My
lower.
God.
And she stops and pauses. She's like,
is he blonde?
Actually, he looked very disappointed, but thank God he was able to go home to his loving chandelier. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody. God. Buy stuff on our website, please.
Yes, please.
Yes, please do. Another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's.
Late tonight.
At MikeO'MaraShow.com. Remember, it's Cyber Monday. Check out our holiday shopping center at MikeO'MaraShow.com, where you've got Macy's, Target, and Walmart. We'd love you to do that today. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara thanking you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That's a bingo.